Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, the Cable Radio Network, iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio, the list goes on and on. This is the most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. Tons of stuff to get into here today. If you are a subscriber, yes, I'm feeling much better today. Got a good night's sleep. I'm ready to go. Flip my lid last night on the TLC pre-show over the company. Finally, December 13th, 2015, finally figured out how to get people to cheer Roman Reigns, at least for one night. I haven't beat a bunch of people up and be an unstoppable monster who doesn't talk about tater tots. Well, at the end of the TLC show, after Roman Reigns failed, I might add, to win the WWE World Heavyweight Championship, after he was brogue-kicked and then beaten, yes, there was interference from the League of Nations, but he laid them all out. His actual defeat came at the hands of a brogue-kick. He was beaten clean by Sheamus. That's another story entirely. This poor sport, now that I think about it, ended up destroying everybody with chair shots. He destroyed Triple H. Destroyed him so bad, this was not shown on the broadcast, but after the show went off the air, they stretchered Triple H out of the building. All of this leading to a tweet by Mr. H today, in which he merely said, hashtag game on. Apparently, he's well enough today to be able to tweet. I don't know if that's going to be back on Raw tonight. I don't know if he'll be there. God forbid he's back already on Raw, but he might be. Maybe it would be better than having Roman Reigns just go out there and be chastised by Stephanie McMahon. It's going to be a very interesting Raw coming up here tonight. We could talk about the WWE TLC show. Main event, the post-match, was quite great. The opening ladder match was an outstanding stunt show. Rest of the show, I don't know. We can talk about it here. And a lot of news from the weekend. Plus, Ray Rowe of Ring of Honor will be joining us later on today. Back in a moment, Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Geico presents Kathy, the Candid Realtor.
Okay, and right around here is the kitchen. Gas range, granite countertops, all those gadgets you registered for will look great up here until that toaster overheats and takes out everything in a 2-foot radius.
It's hard to know all that comes with renting a home or apartment. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Visit geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and your insurance may offer coverage.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
Business Loans Now is most known for 60-minute approvals and same-day funding for businesses across this greatest nation on God's green earth. This is Michael Medved for Business Loans Now, where your business cash flow is way more important than personal credit. Funding can be used for cash flow, equipment, payroll, and startups. Business Loans Now can also help with additional funding if your business has recently been underfunded by another lender. To find out how much your business could qualify for, I encourage you to visit businessloansnow.com.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. Mike Sempervive, also of WrestlingObserver.com. WWE TLC was last night. We'll be taking your phone calls on the show. Ray Rowe, one half of the War Machine, is going to be on the show in about a half hour. That should be a lot of fun. Ring of Honor is coming up this Friday. And in fact, I was just on Ray Rowe's Twitter, and he wrote here, a lot of bad talk about some pay-per-views lately. I have a solution. Order Ring of Honor Final Battle on December 18th. Problem solved. You're welcome. Ray Rowe's got it right here.
Yes, he does.
Listen, like I said, opener was awesome last night. Main event angle was great. And maybe tonight, here's the problem, everybody.
See, wait, hold on before you even begin. I was going to say, you sounded so calm in comparison to last night. You're trying to sound very reserved and professional sounding here. But I just want to warn you, if you start into this, you may become unraveled again. Do you want this?
I almost became unraveled in the opening segment, but I reeled myself in. Because
Relax.
You know what? When I flip my lid like that, I feel so much better afterwards. And I'm over it. I don't care. All I was going to say here was that my concern, everybody, is follow-up. You can book the best angle in the world. In fact, some of you may be shocked to hear this, but there was something that Vince Russo was very good at. He was always, in fact, I would go as far as to say great. Whenever Vince Russo came somewhere, came into a new promotion, got a new job, he always wanted to start everything over again. And he would do a reset show. He would reset everything. And 9 times out of 10, maybe 10 times out of 10, Vince Russo could write an awesome reset show. The problem was, then there was week two. And that's where it all fell apart. That's where the train went off the rails. WWE did a great post-match angle last night. Because the reality is, when they want to book a great angle, they can book a great angle. I'm not worried about their great angles. They've booked so many great angles over the years. But it's the follow-up. It's the follow-up on Raw tonight, and on SmackDown, and leading into the Royal Rumble. I have no hope. I have no faith. As a man of hope, that's saying something. I'd love for tonight to be awesome. I'd love it. I would love it. But I don't have faith. But we'll see. Where are they tonight? Philadelphia?
I'll double check. But that sounds about right.
I believe they're in Philadelphia tonight. Philadelphia, everybody. Think about that.
Scheduling Philadelphia right after Boston.
Can you imagine? I mean, they're so excited that they got Roman Reigns cheered like crazy. And now they're going to Philadelphia. Yeah. I'm more excited than ever for Raw tonight. Double check that just to make sure.
No problem.
I'll take this call real quick. Toll free line, you're on the air. What's up?
Hi, Brian. It's Liam from Ireland.
Yes, Liam.
Just want to say what an amazing weekend for UFC. I thought it was unbelievable. The finish to the main event was just spectacular. But just two quick questions about UFC. You think Conor McGregor will step up to the lightweight division and possibly become a dual champion? And just your thoughts on Damian Maia and his possible ranking system that he mentioned in the press conference. All right, thank you. Bye.
All right, I want to thank you very much for the call. First off, yeah, I mean, that's what Conor wants to do. So if they okay it, then yeah, he's going to go up to lightweight. going to try and fight for that belt and defend his 145-pound belt. As far as Damian Maia and his hanking system, as they call it in Brazil, I actually didn't hear his new hanking system. I only heard him complain about the hankings when he did his post-match promo, which was a great promo, by the way. Let me tell you how much I love Damian Maia.
Mm-hmm.
This dude is awesome. He's awesome at jiu-jitsu. He went in there against a guy that people actually thought would give this guy a good challenge on the ground. And he beat his ass on the ground. So much so that in a sport that rarely gives 10-8s, two judges gave two 10-8 rounds. And it wasn't like he was about to finish the guy. He just beat him so badly that they gave him 10-8 rounds. He humbled him.
Wrong.
He humbled him so badly on the ground. And then Damian Maia, I firmly believe, the night before the fight, sat down with a pad and paper, and he came up with a scenario of why, if he won, he should be higher in the rankings and why he should be next in line for a championship match. And he showed up at the press conference, and he had a suit on and a tie, and he did his hair. He looked so professional, and he explained exactly why it should be my turn. And you know what? I agree with him.
So you're saying he did a better job than Max Holloway in the suit that he was in that he borrowed from Huggy Bear from Starsky and Hutch to put on, or whichever pimp Don Magic Juan. I don't know who the pimp of today is. Somebody needs to let me know that one. But whoever it was that let Max Holloway borrow that outfit, you're saying that he did a better job than he did trying to explain why he should be next for Conor McGregor because he was the last one to give him a good fight?
Because he lost to him recently. Not a good argument.
By the way, they are in Philadelphia tonight at the Wells Fargo Center,
awesome.
Which used to be known as the First Union Center, which was great for Philadelphia because it was referred to as the FU Center, which may happen to Roman Reigns tonight.
Wow. How about that? How fitting.
Mm-hmm.
What did you think of the show, Mike?
I liked it more than I thought I would. A lot of it was helped out by that ladder match because I was kind of praying the thing would end because those guys were, it was amazing. It was an amazing spectacle with moves that I probably never need to see again. Probably didn't need to see in the first place, but they did their damnedest to go out there and kind of lay the groundwork for the night. Ambrose and Kevin Owens, I didn't really have a problem with. I had no problem with that result there. I will get to that later on. Basically, I'll just get to it later on now. I don't know where Wade Barrett was, but he should have been involved in the main event. And long story short, when it comes to Dean Ambrose, I pray that they try to tie up a loose end and explain why Barrett was not out there helping Sheamus to the victory at the end last night, because he was somehow assaulting Dean Ambrose somewhere in the back. That would be what makes sense to me and would have them go on for a U.S. title match at the Royal Rumble. So there's that. Yes, Roman Reigns got cheered and great, but still he lost. It's another loss. And I know they're doing this to get him over. And forget about all this stuff with just this feud and what's going on right now. WWE is becoming a program that you only need to care about and watch from the Royal Rumble to WrestleMania. Like, that's it. They trip over themselves so much the rest of the year. It's like, why bother? And then we get to this point of exasperation around this time going, what are they going to do next? And sometimes they even trip after Royal Rumble. They did last year. They did with Daniel Bryan, not recognizing that situation. They'll probably do it here with Roman Reigns too, but at least it's during that season where you need to watch. This is painful, and it's very painful for the future because we're all celebrating the fact that World Championship Wrestling in Mid-South and World Class and Global and all this other stuff has made its way to the WWE Network now. Why? Because we're rabid fans. We became rabid fans in the era of Hulk Hogan and the 80s and the second big boom period that followed the golden age with Gorgeous George and the dawn of television. We're those people. We're happy about that. We're longtime wrestling fans. How many longtime wrestling fans, despite Kay Jewelers and Coca-Cola, who's tied in with Tribute to the Troops and all of these other things that they have, how many longtime wrestling fans do you think are being made right now? This isn't good. It's not good at all. And having Roman Reigns just not beat people up all the time and get wins, frankly, I know they had a plan for this whole thing. Why not just throw it all up in the air and have him beat up the entire League of Nations, win the title last night, and then beat up all of them again at the Royal Rumble, and that's how you lead into WrestleMania? How bad would that be? I know they had a story, but man, part of the story is this guy is a loser.
You know what? They ain't making any new fans with a three-hour show unless they're siring them.
Even if
like
it's 3 hours, it doesn't matter. It's the quality of it.
No. Hold on a second. It does matter. I will believe this until my dying day. No average dude off the street is going to be flipping channels on Monday night, find a show, see that it's on for 3 hours, and come back week after week, especially with the way that they're telling stories. It's not happening. It didn't happen with WCW. It ain't going to happen with Monday Night Raw. It ain't going to happen. 3 hours is too much. Unless you give birth to an infant and say, hey, let's watch this together, kid. Those are the only new fans.
That's what I'm saying. Their creative even knows it doesn't happen.
Back in a moment. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month, all at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings. Savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
It's a new day. Yes, it is.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
There I am. Next segment, we'll be joined by Ray Rowe of the War Machine talking the Ring of Honor pay-per-view coming up on Friday, December 18th. Final battle, Jay Lethal, AJ Styles for the title in the main event. And the War Machine will be facing the Kingdom for the tag team titles. For the moment, to the studio line, you're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hello, I'm on the air.
Yes, you are.
This is Ryan from, this is Marco from Las Vegas.
Yes, Marco.
Well, first I'm calling because apparently the show needs better callers, so here I am.
Marco, it sounds like you're in the cafeteria or something.
We're at a bar. What are you doing?
And I hear sirens in the background. What's happening over there?
Well, I'm on a bus right now heading to work, and I don't know, like, something happened somewhere in Las Vegas. A lot of cop cars coming by.
All right, well, what's up?
Conor McGregor fans are left.
Yes.
Just a completely random question. Was there not supposed to be an NWA Junior title match at Wrestle Kingdom with a Liger and Tiger Mask or whatever happened with that?
Mike, do you have any idea?
No, I'm not quite sure. We'd be asking Dave for that one later on.
I had to dump him right there. That sound was just destroying my ears. Studio line 425-488-0525. Toll free 844-411-5411. Text messages 425-780-7566. All of these numbers on the front page of WrestlingObserver.com. This person here says, what are the odds of Brock being on tonight's Raw? I don't know, but somebody did tweet me, and they claimed that they had seen a picture of Brock in a gym in Philadelphia today. Now, don't report that and say that I reported he's going to be there, because all I'm talking about is a tweet that someone sent me. I have no idea. I've not heard anything. But if we hear anything by the end of the show, I will let you know.
By the way, have you seen the tweet that AR Fox sent out of him shaking hands with Ryback in the McDonald's parking lot?
No.
That's yes.
Send it to me.
It's out there. I guess it's on his Facebook as well there. I'm happy to know that he's up and walking around after seeing some of the GIF files that I saw about him working CZW this past weekend. But apparently, yes, the highest flyer and the fly guy getting together.
This person says, Brian, I'm Greg in KC. Why do you think the WWE hasn't gone the Stone Cold route with Roman Reigns battling the Authority? Do you think this might be the beginning? I agree with you that he just needs to come out and beat guys down and just be a major badass. It's been 20 years. Put Triple H in Vince's role, and away they go. Well, clearly that's where they're going. The question is, will it be any good? And that's my concern.
Why did they not then? Why did he just hand the title back a couple weeks ago with his crew right there? Why did he not? The old wrestling tradition of just throwing the belt off of the, you know, the bridge or whatever it is, or you come and get it and I beat up all your geeks and then maybe I drop it on one's face as I walk out. Why is that hard to do with Roman Reigns?
Ask me, dude. Don't ask me.
Oh, well. He's look, I don't know what the plan is going to be for WrestleMania either, but the thought of him and Triple H is ridiculous to me, and I know they won't do this, and then maybe they will. Why not just have him win the belt and then go on and face Brock Lesnar and then try to the only thing that would make sense is then to beat Brock Lesnar, and there you go. And you actually, he's your guy. Because that's the only thing that's going to have any impact, whether he's cheered, booed, or otherwise. It doesn't matter. What else are you going to do with the guy?
Don't ask me, dude. I had my scenario last night.
Maybe he'll wrestle Kane like Daniel Bryan did.
I think it's very easy, but let's go. Actually, I shouldn't say it's very easy. They can screw anything up, but it's I'm not going to get going, but I will say this, okay? Anybody who's looking for some sort of new goofy story to tell in 2015, get with the program. Go back and read some fables. Go back and read the Bible. Go back and read some book that was written 3,000 years ago and read a story about a hero's journey. Because if that book is still being read today, if that book is a classic, let me tell you something. If you can recreate that in professional wrestling, you're a winner and you will create a hero. I promise. These stories, there's a reason that they're called timeless stories. Because from now until this world no longer exists, the psychology of the hero's journey will always work. It's your fault if you screw it up. It's not the guy's fault. It's not the fan's fault. It's your fault. Sure, it doesn't work with everybody. There's some guys that no matter how hard you try, they won't be the hero. So you know what? You make them the villain. Because everybody can be either a hero or a villain. Unless they're just so absolutely generic that it's impossible for anybody to care about them one way or the other. But I'm pretty sure there are few people in your life then once you get to really know them, you still have no opinion on them. There's almost nobody. Is there anybody that you, the listener, have known for 30 years, for example? You grew up with them, and now you're 40, and you guys have known each other for 30 years. And to this day, you don't have an opinion of them one way or the other? Of course not. If you tell a story, then the fans will have an opinion of a man one way or the other. And you can either make the man a hero, or you can make the man a villain. These people are so stupid that they can't figure this out. That's the biggest problem. The women's division. Who's a babyface and who's a heel? I have no idea. Therefore, I don't care, and I can tell you from watching the show that nobody else cares either. Because they're trying, they think, oh, this has to be modern. This shades of gray. Oh, we have to make Nikki Bella a babyface this week and a heel next week. Because we don't want people to like her, but she's still got to do charity. Okay, well, your show's screwed then. Forget it. Or you make the babyfaces go to charity, and you make the heels not do charity. I mean, is it that hard? The answer is no, it's not that hard. But when you have 28 people writing, it's very easy to make it hard. It's you and me on this show, Mike. It ain't that hard. But you know what? If I bring 26 other people on the line, the show will be a disaster. It'll be unlistenable, and it will be dead in a week.
And then that thought, whatever you would come up with all those people, has then got to filter out of the mind of the person that you're all writing towards, because it's not exactly free writing. It's all directed towards one guy who's got a vision, or what he thinks is his vision of his company, and it is his company. And there you go.
God, I woke up cold this morning. I put on something warm, and I look like Dan Severn. I mean, sweat drenched. Sweatshirt right now.
Now, let me try to get it back here. Have you seen this picture? If you go to Mike vs. Philly, Mike vs. Philly, on his Twitter there, you will see these pictures of Ryback and A.R. Fox. So does that make you at least feel a little bit better?
Did they just happen to both be at a McDonald's together?
I don't know. Maybe. And A.R.'s rocking his own shirt. How do you come down on that? Would he have to go to wrestler court for that?
I would make fun of him for eating McDonald's, if not for the fact that there was a John Cena interview on WWE.com in about 2006, where he explained that he ate at McDonald's 5 days a week.
I could during his Waffle House, I guess.
His bulking phase.
But forget about the McDonald's for a minute. What about wearing your own shirt? Would you wear your own shirt?
Maybe that's the rules. You either got to wear a suit and tie, or you got to wear your own shirt.
It's like A.R. Fox has got his own shirt on. I mean, that's, I don't know. I wasn't sure if there was protocol for that inside the wrestling community. When you're not, you know, actually working an event or trying to sell merch or something like that.
Let's go to the studio line. You're on the air. What's up?
Okay, so it's Ian from San Antonio, and I want to talk about two things. I want to talk about the Roman Reigns thing, and then I want to talk about Final Battle this Friday.
Okay.
So with Roman Reigns, I think that this is a much better direction than booking him as, you know, at least with the end of last night was a better direction than the white meat babyface that tried to push him as, you know, as the underdog. He's not an underdog.
Correct.
But, you know, like, I'm sorry?
Correct.
Okay. And the thing is, though, you know, like, also, either way, I don't ever want to see this cocky prick. Get it, Brad Maddox? Shout out to you. I don't ever want to see him smile again. He just looks like, I just want to hit him. Every time he smiles, I just want to punch Roman Reigns right in his face. So either way, no matter what, if you want to make the Stone Cold analogy, which he should never, I mean, he's not, I mean, just, they shouldn't book people exactly like anybody. But, I mean, you know, if he, Stone Cold never smiled, keep that, you know, part of the line, because I don't think Roman Reigns should ever be smiling. But at the end of last night, admittedly, and I did to myself, I liked Roman Reigns, and as that crowd did, a lot better than I did the entire time he had, in my opinion, that bad match. I didn't like that match. It was just boring to me with Sheamus. Maybe it's because it was with Sheamus.
Let me say one thing here real quick. I know you had more to say, but we're coming up on a break, and I got to get this in. I don't want to give any spoilers here, and I won't, but I will allow this to be inserted into your imagination. If in season 2 of Lucha Underground, Dario Cueto's brother Matanza debuts, does anybody think that he's going to talk about tater tots?
No.
Does anybody think that he's going to go in there and do 20-minute promos?
No.
Does anybody think that he's going to smile?
No.
Okay. In your imagination, I want you to think about what Matanza Cueto is going to do if he debuts in Lucha Underground. Imagine this. Now, when season two comes around, if Mr. Matanza debuts, let's find out if it matches up to our imagination. And if it does, let's see if he becomes a more successful character than Roman Reigns in, I don't know, a three-week period. Let's just wait and see. Because actually, I don't know. I don't know how it will end up. But I'm pretty confident that if they book Matanza Cueto the way that we think that they will, he's going to be a killer and a monster. And it's going to be awesome. And you know what? If WWE doesn't do this with Roman Reigns, they're going to be beaten to the punch. Back in a moment, Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-414-1051. That's 1-800-414-1051. 1-800-414-1051. Call now.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Protective Insurance Specialist is a referral service that connects you to a licensed agent. Availability, waiting periods, and limitations vary by state. Not major medical. Certain plans require association membership.
After my husband passed away, we couldn't pay the mortgage, make car payments, or pay bills. Sometimes even having enough food was a problem. All of a sudden, our financial security, gone.
You've made plans for the future. College for the kids. Retirement. Have you thought of the unexpected curves life can throw at you? Ask yourself, what if? Wait till something happens to your family, or make sure you're ready with coverage by calling Protectum Insurance Specialists. Get term life insurance, accident insurance, critical illness insurance, all in one. Just minutes on the phone. No medical exams, no health questions, and guaranteed acceptance. It's coverage you don't get from your health insurance. Call for a free quote. 800-473-0563. Get cash fast directly to you when you need it and use it for whatever you want. Call toll-free, 800-473-0563, 800-473-0563.
Are you wasting hundreds of dollars each year on contact lenses? Would you like to see clearly again without reading glasses? LASIK treats only the surface of the eye and is healthier and safer than wearing contact lenses long term. Dr. Robert Lin had LASIK himself and still sees 20/20 and has performed over 40,000 LASIK procedures over the last 18 years. Find out more at IQLaserVision.com. That's IQLaserVision.com.
IQLaserVision.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. One half of the War Machine is joining us here on the show today. Ray Rowe is on the program. Ray, how you doing?
I'm doing great, guys. How are you?
Very good. You will be fighting for the ROH Tag Team titles, the Kingdom versus the War Machine, this coming Friday. Final battle, December 18th. It's going to be a big show, ROH's version of WrestleMania. And are you excited for this match?
I don't think excited is the word. Anyone who knows me better than in passing knows that I'm a pretty intense individual. I've been accused of that, having a high level of intensity my entire life. And being put in such a high-profile position on such what you said, you know, a WrestleMania of Ring of Honor for a title fight has I'm almost to a pit bull on a chain level. I've been training at such an intensity that I'm regularly having to pull my car over on the way home and throw up on the side of the road. I'm almost uncontrollable right now. It is. An intensity level that I've never personally experienced before. So I almost feel bad for the Kingdom on Friday.
Oh my God.
You know, some of you may think that that's a joke, but I remember one time I did this really heavy workout and then I drank this big thing, like a post-workout drink with a lot of sugar in it. It's all red. And I did the same thing. I pulled over and vomited, and it was worse because I drank all of that red stuff. It looked like I was vomiting blood all over the side of the road. What a visual for everybody listening to this.
That's not an exaggeration at all. Like I've recently under the advice from Roderick Strong, I recently who everyone can agree has had a career resurgence over the last 18 months, and he's one of probably top 10 performers in the entire world right now. Under his advice, I've recently taken up CrossFit. And the workouts that I've been getting are beyond insane. So that's definitely raising my game to a whole new level.
You know, when you see the guys that do CrossFit, famously here in wrestling, the Seth Rollins and the Roderick Strong, they do have one thing in common, and that is that they're smaller men. And you are a very, very big dude. Tell us about this CrossFit. I mean, obviously, there is a lot of Olympic lifting, but, I mean, they also want you to do gymnastics-type movements and that sort of thing, and sometimes they use, like, the rings and the parallel bars. I mean, how is this working out for you?
It's going really, really well. It's a brand-new challenge. There's actually another really large individual who does CrossFit. You might know him. He's the other half of War Machine, Hansen. Also is a guy who does CrossFit.
I was hoping you'd say Great Khali.
Huh? You were waiting for Khali?
That's what I was hoping for.
Yeah, no, I don't know. I don't know how he trains. But I know that I've been an athlete my entire life. I've trained for power, for strength, for explosiveness. So now this is adding all of those things in the Olympic lifting. It's getting the explosiveness from some of the jumping movements and the more gymnastics based movements. It's building body control. It's the goal of this training program is to build bulletproof athletes capable of doing literally anything, any task at any time. So, like I said, I'm really excited because right now I feel indestructible. In 6 months, I'm kind of afraid of what I'll be physically capable of.
I got to ask more about Hansen and CrossFit now that you brought it up. He's been on this show. He's much bigger than you. He's a very he seems to be a very friendly guy when he's not killing folks. I mean, how has he done in CrossFit? I mean, I know you're his tag team partner and that sort of thing, but is there ever an incident where he tries something and just sort of tumbles over and you give him a good hearty laugh and then assist him in getting back up?
Oh, I mean, we laugh at each other all the time. So, I mean, it really worked out that, you know, not only is he my tag team partner, but we developed a really, really close friendship. You know, we've got a lot of things in common as far as overcoming, you know, career-threatening or life-threatening injuries. And, you know, both of us are straight edge. You know, we don't drink, we don't do drugs, that whole thing. So we're very, very similar from our background standpoint. And we just kind of found each other through Ring of Honor. So it was really fortuitous that happened. And yeah, when one of us falls, the other one is the first one to laugh at them.
Good friends.
If anybody else laughs at us, it's like you're protecting your little brother. Like,
you know, no one else. I don't picture anybody else in the gym laughing at you two.
There's a beating coming.
Yes.
You know, I'm allowed to laugh at him. Nobody else is.
I'm going to talk about your greatest match of all time here in a moment. But I know that Ring of Honor does a lot of very long-term booking. Part of that is due to the fact that they tape many weeks in advance. And part of that is just that they know what they're doing. You guys were finalists in the top prospect tournament in 2014, and after a vicious battle, Hansen came out on top. But you guys then became a team. Was that the plan from the beginning? You guys are going to go to the finals, one of you is going to win, but then we're going to put you together as a team, and you'll go on a rampage. Was that sort of the idea, or did that just kind of come about organically? You guys wanted something to do.
Honestly, that's above my pay grade as far as if anybody had that in their cards. I know that when he and I got in the ring for the first time, we had a really, really good chemistry. And then we were both brought to Philadelphia when he winning the top prospect tournament. He was granted a world title or a world TV title match against Tommaso Ciampa, who was the reigning champ at the time. I was brought in to do TVs in Philadelphia. We were just going to be on the roster, and then that night they filmed a pay per view on Friday. Matt Hardy couldn't show, so I stepped in and wrestled Michael Elgin. He wrestled Tommaso Ciampa, and then the next day on TV they put us together as a tag, and that was the first time that he and I had heard that we were going to be a tag. Now, I don't know the powers that be, if they had this grander plan or if it was a, hey, let's see if this works. And then it worked. You know, like I said, we just kind of had a natural chemistry. I think we were lucky in that way. And it's kind of taken off and taken a life of its own.
Now, when they teamed you guys up, did you guys think, okay, Hansen and Brody, or, you know, what did you think of when it came to trying to get together and plan your future as a team? Who'd you look to as inspiration?
I mean, definitely, you know, Hansen and Brody, there's a lot of Hansen and Brody the Miracle Violence connection, you know, that type of thing. We also looked for the Road Warriors. There's a lot of Road Warriors in kind of the presence, in the attitude. I've looked at early Steiner Brothers a lot. With Rick kind of being more of a brawler and Scott being a guy who will pick anybody up from any position and throw him over his head. You know, Hansen being more of the brawler of the two of us. He also takes a lot more high risks than Rick did. But, you know, me being more in the Scott role of if I can get my hand on you, I can throw you. So it's kind of, you know, those classic smashing, very, very physically dominant teams are who we've kind of drawn influence from.
I got to ask you before we throw it back to Brian here, you had a chance to go to Japan and work for Pro Wrestling Noah, and you got a chance to team with a guy who I have always absolutely loved, Takashi Sugiura, who is one of the big pieces that they have over there. And you had a, what was it, three or four matches over there, working with different guys. What was it like working with Sugiura and just working in Japan overall for Noah?
That was, you know, to this point, the highlight of my career. From a personal standpoint, and I know Hansen's the same way, from a personal standpoint, when I started wrestling, I started watching Ring of Honor DVDs. And Carrizo, all the, you know, the New Japan, the Pro Wrestling Noah, the All Japan, all the Japanese stuff, you know, those classic matches from the 80s and 90s and early 2000s, right when I was getting in. So my goals were to, one of my top three bucket list goals was to go to Japan. So going to Japan was just a dream come true, literally a dream come true. It's been something that I've been dreaming for and working for and hoping for since 2003. To do it for a company like Noah and to have our very first match be the main event at Korakuen Hall and teaming with Sugiura against KES and Minoru Suzuki, who's a guy who is a literal walking legend. It was mind blowing. I mean, you know, I know that Hansen and I, after that match, both looked at each other and just said, well, you know, if our careers ended tomorrow, we went out on a high note. Like, you know, when we both started wrestling, that was one of those things, you know, like the 10-year-old is imagining, you know, throwing the winning touchdown in the Super Bowl. That's the type of stuff that we were imagining. You know, going to Japan and main eventing Korakuen Hall. Sugiura was phenomenal. I mean, just a ridiculous athlete, ridiculous professional wrestler. Everybody there treated us with so much respect and so much, just treated us so well. We were really, really welcomed into that locker room, I feel like, and we're really excited for an opportunity to go back, hopefully sooner than later.
Almost exactly 1 month ago, on my Twitter, long before I was aware you were going to be on this show, I wrote that the War Machine versus the Beer City Bruiser and Silas Young on ROH television was for sure the match of the year. I thought this match was great. I love two giant dudes. Actually, you killed two more giant dudes, the Beer City Bruiser, as well as the boys, I believe. How much fun was that match? Because I had a great time.
We've actually done that match twice now.
If you liked that one,
look up the video on demand from one of the Hopkins, Minnesota shows. We did. It was a house show, or the video on demand shows, and we wrestled them. And we tore each other apart, and then we did it again for TV a couple months later. And I retweeted when I saw you you put that match over, and it definitely made my day, because that's my favorite kind of match. I'm not the most flashy, back and forth, a million counters, reversals type guy. I'm the plant my feet, stand in front of you, and swing until one of us goes down type guy. So Silas Young and Beer City Bruiser are those same type of guys. Silas isn't quite as big as the other guys in the match, but Beer City makes up for the size advantage. He's a big, ugly throwback to wrestling that I remember when I was younger. You know what I mean? Like, he doesn't have a bodybuilder's physique, but he doesn't need one, because he's got he's got a fighter mentality. He's ugly. He's mean, and he's a hell of a lot of fun to wrestle. For that very reason, like, I like wrestling guys like that, because that pulls that intensity, that fight out of me.
Wrestling should be such that if a casual fan walks by, they should be able to watch the TV and just go, "Man, that was awesome." And my wife is not a fan. But when you guys hoisted up the Beer City Bruiser for your finish off the top rope, the leg drop deal, we rewound that and watched that thing over and over again. That was so incredible. But listen, stand by. We've got to head to a break. We'll be back in just a moment with more Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds, it's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan silver dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan silver dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229.
800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now. 800-631-9229.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here for the final segment of the show, Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Ray Rowe, one half of the War Machine, will be challenging the Kingdom for the ROH World Tag Team Championships. Friday, final battle, December 18th. We'll have Ring of Honor guests all week. It is available on pay-per-view, ROHWrestling.com. And Ray, before you go, let's get some plugs in.
Follow me on social media, everything, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, is Raymond, R-A-Y-M-O-N-D, X, Rowe, R-O-W-E, my full name with an X in the middle. I've also got a pro wrestling TV store, /Raymond Rowe, and if you want to see the documentary about the motorcycle wreck that almost killed me last year, my recovery, and a little bit about my personal life and my career, the documentary DVD is available on ROHWrestling.com, as well as War Machine shirts and a bunch of other stuff. So that's it for me. Please give me a follow, give me some support, tell me what you think about the match this Friday.
Well, Ray, I want to thank you so much for doing the show today. It was an awesome show. We didn't even get a chance to talk about the motorcycle accident, so hopefully we can get you on again and talk about that. And best of luck this Friday with the tag titles on the line.
Thank you very much, sir.
And, of course, we're going to be back tomorrow. We're here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, live and free, Sports Byline USA, TuneIn Radio Network. We'll replay today at 5 Pacific, 8 Eastern. If you missed any of this show, that's 5 Pacific, 8 Eastern, free replay, TuneIn Radio, Sports Byline USA, iHeartRadio, etc. And, of course, this replay, commercial-free, up for subscribers in a moment at WrestlingObserver.com. Thanks so much, everybody. We'll be back again tomorrow with more Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.